You've probably seen some of our company forensics episodes before, but here's the thing with them. It takes us 2 to 3 weeks to get an episode out. If you want nice production value, if you want the Polaroids and the typewriter quotes, that stuff takes time. And sometimes the news is fresh and we want to talk about them right away. So welcome to this new experiment, a summary of the tech and startup news of the week. So let's start with Alibaba's CEO Jack Ma, who is missing. Business Insider reported that Alibaba CEO, billionaire Jack Ma, has been absent from public appearances for more than 2 months now, which of course creates speculation. His last appearance was in late October 2020 on a public forum in Shanghai where he blasted China's business regulations. That put him, of course, on a collision course with government officials, and then it ended up with the suspension of the $37 billion IPO of Alibaba's fintech arm, Ant Group. And despite there are no charges against him, the truth is that other Chinese businessmen and critics of the government, like lawyers and professors, have been arrested or gone missing after speaking against government policies. A chairman of a Beijing tech consultancy said that he thinks that Jack Ma has been advised to lay low. Now, China is a new superpower, a super economy. But is it a place for entrepreneurs to launch their businesses? The reason why Silicon Valley has thrived is because people long to move to the Bay Area or to the US in general. The American dream is real for many tech entrepreneurs, but with this censorship of the press, with a regulated internet, and even with the strong cultural difference, can China create a China dream this century? Anyway, let's get back to this hemisphere to talk about Facebook now. The Facebook empire saw a bump in engagement numbers thanks to the pandemic, and they recently shared a short summary of usage stats for New Year's Eve. The most impressive numbers were from WhatsApp. On New Year's Eve, more than 1.4 billion voice and video calls were made on the platform. That's over 50% more compared to last year, and it's the most calls in a single day on the app ever. And that's all very nice, but Facebook also has some pressing issues going on. The company may have to break up WhatsApp and Instagram to deconstruct this social media monopoly. The FTC and several states have sued the company yet again for allegedly absorbing the competition and incurring in illegal monopolistic practices. In a nutshell, these lawsuits pretend to stop these mega corporations from acquiring emerging competitions and forming these types of monopolies. Is Facebook too big? I think yes, they know too much and have access to too much of our data. That is kind of our own fault, isn't it? As Facebook themselves put it in their defense against the lawsuit, it's people's own choice to use Facebook. We're making a full video on this, by the way, so stay tuned for that. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg being, let's call him not the best people person, definitely doesn't help this. Maybe a different, more charismatic CEO at the helm could have made a difference here. By the way, I truly hate WhatsApp and I'm taking this chance to rant about it. It's helped people get in touch, yes, you can speak to your family, yes, but in many countries in the world, people don't use Slack for work and they started using WhatsApp for work, which really annoys me. And if you want to see me ranting sometime, send me a work-related WhatsApp. That really makes me fucking hell. Anyway, let's move to Google, who's been on fire too, dealing with antitrust lawsuits of its own. But now the company is seeing employees getting organized and fighting for justice within the company. Tech giants like Google or Amazon are no new to employee outcry, and they may have historically managed to extinguish all efforts of worker organization. High executives seem to believe that tech companies are most innovative without bureaucratic institutions like unions. And I actually have to agree with that. But the Alphabet Workers Union hopes to change that for good. That is the recently formed union of Google employees, and they're trying to fight apparently years of issues like racism, sexual misconduct, payment inequality, and other unfair practices. Workers claim that the company dismisses these interests and retaliates against those who speak up. On January 4th, members of the union published an article in the New York Times stating that they already count 226 members with the CWA, Communications Workers of America Union. And that's not much, but it is the first step on getting some legal validation. And in the article, they state that we are the workers who built Alphabet, a powerful company responsible for vast swaths of the internet. It is used by billions of people around the world. It has a responsibility to its workers and billions of users to make the world a better place. As Alphabet workers, we help build that world. Look, I have some friends that work at Google, and I've been to their offices. And for most of the world, working at Google is a dream. Good salaries, free food, free cafeteria, baristas, work from home all you want, free transportation, free gym, free yoga, soccer clubs, whatever you can think of, free movie theater. I mean, I have a hard time lining up with your cause to unionize. I would be surprised if there's truly racism, sexual misconduct, stuff that goes unchecked. I would be truly surprised. So my take here is, guys, quit whining. Anyway, last but not least, Slack was down this week. And here I was coming to work on Monday after the holidays, ready to assign new tasks for everybody at Slackbean. We're launching the beta for a new product this month, and then Slack is down. Slack just got bought for $27 billion by Salesforce, we made a video about it, and it forced us to turn to more weird messaging alternatives like LinkedIn or good old email. Companies like the project management platform ClickUp didn't miss a chance to promote their new chatting feature, which is probably not very useful if Slack is working. By the way, ClickUp is kind of crushing Monday.com, isn't it? Anyway, the memes did not wait. Here are some of them. Slack apologized and life went on. So that's my cut of the news for this week. See you next week.